Well, people are drawn to them. People are drawn to Therese sometimes because, you know, they're looking for favours. But they're also drawn by Therese's life. She made a big point that to be holy was not something complicated. It was simple. And she devised, or she promulgated her little way. Her little way of doing simple things well. Now, the little way is very simple. It's not easy. But people are drawn to that simplicity of Therese. In the case of Teresa of Avila, Teresa of Avila is a much stronger figure. She's appreciated very much by, you know, people who see the role of women in the church as something, you know, important, significant. Like, she's a strong woman. She took on bishops and kings and you name it. And she had enormous achievement in reforming Carmel. And she was very practical, down to earth. And the great things she did, for which she's remembered, she didn't appreciate very much at all. She said, God is found among the pots and pans.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're both doctors of the church, aren't they?
Yeah. Doctors of the church are, there are 33 saints that have been marked out by popes normally, that they're teachers in the church in a special way. Mm-hmm. And Teresa of Avila would be above all a teacher of prayer.
Right.
And in the time of Teresa, there was a lot of suspicion about prayer. It's all right if you say vocal prayers, like what we call nowadays the rosary. No harm there. But if you wanted to go into this sort of what they call mental prayer, she could end up sort of a bit funny. Mm. And the Inquisition at the time were very worried about priests getting too involved in prayer because they might neglect their pastor duties. And they're also very worried about women because, you know, if women took to this praying, you wouldn't know what they might get up to.
Mm.
In fact, one of the inquisitors complained that mental prayer was being taught to a completely wrong type of person, like carpenter's wives. Like, how they managed to pick carpenter with St. Joseph on the go,
yeah,
and that a carpenter's wife wouldn't be suitable to teach prayer to.
Right.
But what Teresa did was, she sort of said, look, if you try and make contact with God, if you try to have a friendship with Jesus Christ, and spend time with Jesus Christ, this is the key of prayer. And Therese speaks somewhat the same about prayer. It's a sort of a cry from the heart. It's reaching out to God from where you are. And a lot of people can relate to that sort of simple way of describing prayer. That isn't a whole complex thing. It's where I am, as I am, reaching out to God who is a friend.
Was that very easy for them, I suppose, or do you think, being within a cloister? I mean, today people are really trying to just get on with their lives, and it might find prayer like that very difficult.
In the cloister, you have a structure. But human nature is the same. Mm. So the idea of establishing a relationship with God is difficult in the cloister and difficult outside the cloister. You have the structure, the facility, all right. Mm. But the Catechism of the Catholic Church quotes Teresa of Avila and Therese on prayer. Mm-hmm. And their descriptions of what prayer is, they're classical now in the church. Teresa of Avila says, mental prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with him who we know loves us. That's mm-hmm. the Catechism at 2709. So for Teresa, prayer is to go within. And then what do I do when I go within? I listen. I listen before I speak. And then I can speak. And then gaze. So it's a very simple process of going within, to listen, to speak, to gaze. Whereas a lot of people might go within or go into a church, and their first thing is to speak.
Yeah. Or to ask.
Or to ask, and they're looking.
Yeah.
Whereas it's more as to, I'm searching for God.
Mm. 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 That's interesting, isn't it? Because in a way, they were both very headstrong women. So to be able to achieve that kind of quietness was extraordinary. I mean, if you think of Thérèse, she decided she'd go and ask the Pope.
Yes.
So could she enter the convent because nobody else would listen to
yes,
her.
Yes, yes. Oh, I mean, there were strong women. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, no doubt about that. I mean, as I said, the little way is very simple, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to keep up a relationship, I mean, you know, from our own relationships, they have to be fostered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you neglect a friend for months and months and months, something sort of happens to the friendship.
Yeah.
Whereas you do have to foster it.